out of us here in Bradford. And again, almost the same scenario. Now, it's not going to grow from a seed too much. It's going to grow from runners. A plant starts, it sends out a runner, that touches the ground, a new plant begins, leafs out, and it just continues.
And of course, the lawnmower can't reach it.
Yes, because it's a real low-growing plant. And that's another interesting thing about the crabgrass. When it first starts in the spring, it's going to be tall. It's going to shoot straight up. But as you mow it, like a lot of weeds, I know this sounds funny, they kind of get used to that mowing. So instead of growing up, they grow flat on the surface so that...
they get wise to it.
They get wise. A dandelion's a real famous one.
Oh, no.
In the spring, they're all shooting their leaves and flowers straight up. And as you mow it a couple times, all of a sudden you see those leaves are laying flat on the ground where your mower can't get to it.
Wow.
A lot of weeds can do that. They kind of have a mind.
I said it before. I'll say it again. I think plants are plotting against us. They're smarter than they're letting on. And...
they just want to claim their space. So the Creeping Charlie, almost the same thing. You know, it's helpful if you get the soil test. But Creeping Charlie, buttercups, tells me right away the soil is acidic. It's too acidic. The lawn is not getting all the food it needs. So if we lime that area, all of a sudden we've made conditions unfavorable for the Creeping Charlie and the buttercups. And then we can apply an herbicide to eradicate it. Chances are if you've got a good crop of Creeping Charlie, you're going to have to apply the herbicide more than once. But you can eradicate it. Eventually, it will come back, so it's going to be a continuing thing. But a lot of the other products, the food, lawn feeds, have herbicides in them that when you apply, I'm going to say like the Scotts are the most famous. There's a step one, step two, step three, step four. All those steps are going to have a herbicide that helps kill that weed off in that season. If you just read the package, you'll see what season to apply.
Now, how long of a turnaround can this process take? Like to get rid of the Creeping Charlie and replace it with real grass?
Oh, it can just take weeks, that's all.
That's
just
it?
Just a few weeks,
I was thinking this is going to be like a year's process, like a couple of years.
Just a few weeks, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes within a week even. Be careful.
Because you said you have to pre-lime it and everything. Like how long does it take for that lime to make the soil?
That can take months.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Depending on how much rainfall we get, how much runoff there is, and so on. But the lime will start working immediately after the first rain or your first watering. And then it starts to build up and gets to the level that it is good for the lawn after a few months. But read the package because it is important, and anybody can do this, even if you have pets and children. Pick a part of the yard where you can keep the children and pets out of for a while because you apply it. You don't want anybody entering that area without rubber boots for a week or two. Mm. So read the package. It'll tell you exactly, you know, and then it becomes totally safe, that area. So it's safe if you follow all the instructions.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
And believe me, all those instructions have been tested, almost like NASA tests a spaceship, you know.
Uh-huh.
They're tested till they beat it to death.
Yeah. And now let me ask, does it help? Or hinder, or does it make no difference to, rake all that Creeping Charlie up, like, manually and then pull it up out of the ground?
Well, that helps, too. Yeah, that can help.
Okay.
It can also, it doesn't usually happen, but it can also increase the amount of Creeping Charlie. Like I said, that main plant sends out a runner. It's an umbilical cord. You break the umbilical cord by raking. Mm. That only encourages that plant at the end of that stem to root and grow quicker.
Oh,
because
no.
It says I've lost the support okay. of my parent plant.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's tricky.
It's tricky, yeah.
Oh, man.
And that raking is one of the hardest jobs there is
yeah.
in the garden.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Yeah.
And then what I was trying to do is pull it up, but then I was seeing that it was pulling more dirt up than anything.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, yeah. Well, I don't know. I'll just leave it be. It looks green from the road. It looks fine.
But all these weeds can be controlled. It may take a year or maybe even 2 years, but depending on how bad your yard is, can be controlled. You'll have a much better looking yard in the long run.
All right. Great advice. Thank you so much. There are so many more tips that we can
yeah.
we can share. And you know what? That's what another week okay. is for. All right. So we'll have a best of episode next week, but we'll be back live in 2 weeks.
You bet.
Okay. It's The Gardening Show, sponsored by Worth W. Smith. You can hear it on demand at WESB.com. And we will see you again and talk to you again 8:30 Saturday mornings. B107.5 FM.